use this. Actually, this is a German axe. You can find similar axes in eastern France. Yeah. I'm used to this. And report this distance exactly here. And this distance exactly here. And so when this moves down, this goes here, goes here. And it should, it must fit quite well. This works only if this is the same as this. And you report this here and this here. You can see it's not correct, so it won't fit. And moreover, this may be the length. If you have the same on the other side, it will be too short or too long. When we have this kind of, when we have this case, we have to refer to an axis, this distance, and to put here. This is not to be absolutely very precise, but approximately this and this distance to know where to measure, where to report this distance. And so go here, and this, in the theory you could have this from whether you want, it can be 2 meters away, but it's not practical, not easy. We can make a mark on the down edge and on the upper edge. It's in 3 dimensions. I mean, sometimes you can't have your string touching this face. And sometimes it touches, like in this case, it touches here but not here. So If you look this way, you have the wrong measurement. Your eyes might be like a saw, and you are in the cut you want to do. You measure on the edge here, the plumb touches, the string touches the corner. It means that when I look this way, I have to make a mark on the string. Here. And here, there are two ways to do. You can have a compass and measure this and report here, for instance, like this. But you can also appreciate with your eyes and say, okay, it's 10 millimeters, so I put 10 or 11 millimeters. Or you can also use the meter, the rule, and do this way. And so you, for instance, you do this and you add. Okay. So you see that with the eye it's half a millimeter. You link the two marks and you have the cut. I won't do because I won't subscribe on the once you have done this. You do the same on the opposite side. Sometimes the cut is not perfectly flat. Most of the time it is, but you have in aim to have this angle, because this one you don't know. So you make the same on this side and mark here. When you do the mortises, often you do square here and here, and so it means that we'll have like a hole, whether a hole or you make the tenon steep too, and it doesn't work well. So the idea is not to have this meeting between the two faces, but to cut perpendicular to at a right angle to this piece, on the piece who receive the tenon, we will cut this way here and do the tenon like this. Tenon is here. Okay, and then we will put a peg here. We will imagine that this will enter here, okay? We don't care of this part. It's a brace coming with a mortise here. I have this corner coming right here. And this one right here. Notice that also the pencil must stay in the cut plan. If you do this way, because this can be round, the cut will be wrong. So you notice that it's the angle here is really not square, and the most you have, the more the angle is steep, the more this will look like this. We do the same on
Okay, moving. And then we have the cut from the other side. Right. We say the throat, but I don't know what the term in English. But what we have, we want to have space in the mortise on the back side, because it doesn't. There is no strength to be overtaken. But on this side, we want accurate joint. And if we have this coming here, it means that the tendon will have this shape too. You understand this? If I would, we would, if we scribe this side on this one, if I look this way, the side will be something like this, and here. Okay, and so it's not at right angle like this. So this is square. And this we will cut according to the plumb in this direction. We will this line with the string of the plumb. Mm-hmm. And the mark down is on the string too. Okay? But on the other beam, I need only to make a mark on the middle. Okay? This way. But this will be then here, on the middle. Okay? So we have to choose what of which distance we want to move at the end. So if here we have 15, but 15 to go down, we will take the compass and take 15 here. And the same distance absolutely
here. On the opposite side.
Uh-huh. And at both ends, but at one end we will have to take this distance, and at the other end we will have to add this distance and to add this and to take this distance with the compass, and from here to the other end of the brace. Yeah, because the brace, one end will be here and the other will be here, but not under that beam. You can report 15, but here you can't, because this you don't have this beam. So you have to add this to the difference between those two beams, and you put here, okay, on both sides too, and that's it.
Make less mistakes.
So now we keep the distance, we put the same here, and over there we add 19 added to 15. So it's 30 is four, I guess. By two, a small shot you can make. What I do often is this. Oh, did you put the mark or no?
No.
Why?
34.
34, please. Thank you.
à 0 ici jusqu'à ici. Ouais. Et les autres, pareil.
So here it's important to be at square angle. The tenon make are 7 centimeters length, so we'll dig 8 centimeters. Of course, we can also use auger and make holes, but. Moreover, in softwood, it's not necessary. You take like 5 millimeters from the end. If you look this way, you will dig this way. If you're so, you need to have the
check just.
Yes, you can check too. But here, on this case, we did not make.
Yeah, exactly. But
yes, and we did not make 2 axes. So at the end of the beam, we can't have an axis to plumb it because we could use. We could check with a plumb. Of course, we can do this way. Or what I often do is I check if this I can see the
end of
the end of the notches. Yeah. We will need a reference that can allow us to join this wall with this one. And you see this axis here in the middle of the tie beam has a joint under the top plate. We must have a flat here that is really flat and absolutely parallel to this one. So what we are going to do is to plane and to shave and plane the top plate at this place and this place and to level. And then this could be set on the measurement. Exactly. It's the only joint that we won't need to plumb. We do with the face. The face will be perfect, so we won't have to use plumber for this joint. And then we can... a bit in the middle, if you want, you can remove here. And now we can use a wedge. This is perfectly level, so I can refer to the board here. It's 9 and 6 millimeters. Oh. It's not forbidden. But first of all, we will make a report of this line here. What we want to do, it depends. If we want to have this centered, we will say, for instance, this is 12, so it's 6 here, so I want to get this here, and I have to go down about 16 is fine. But I can do this and look this way, take 5 millimeters here. And be sure to, like here. And this is the back. So this is the new direction to cut. I report on this face, so I must have my eye aligned with the string and the line below. I rely the
That's fine.
But if we have a little mistake and do this, it's bad because here we will have a gap.
Okay.
So it's better to do a little bit slightly here.
Yeah. Ta kindlasti oleks pigem nagu natuke siinpool ka.
Because sometimes you mark right, you move the drill. So.
Pane auk siis.
Okay, can you remove the... Come, yeah. It's the mortise. This is this corner, so we will go deeper until here and join here. And what we will what we want is to report this on this wood and also on the underface and also here. So I will make lines and extend them in aim to report with the plomb on the other sides. Here I can join from here to here, but it's as we saw before, maybe this point is not at the vertical of the other corner. So I have to choose a cut to do. It's me who choose. So I look on the direction of the line, as we did before. Important to be very precise, not to move. Then I will report this too, because it will be helpful when this is removed to scribe the angle on the other piece. And for me, I give names to the lines, because after a while you don't know what they mean. Okay.
Hammas, että se kakasat lauket, lauketapsukeet.
Okay, that's it.
qui t'y pense. J'espérais, puis en parla, il n'a pas fait, il n'a pas bougé, il l'a regretté. Il a perdu son temps, dans sa cour par en avant, qui est toujours plus tard qu'on pense. Elle aimait, elle voulait, elle rêvait, elle priait. Elle dit, mais sais-tu, elle l'a perdu. Il l'a jamais su. Elle a perdu son temps, dans sa cour par en avant. Et toujours plus tard qu'on pense, et toujours. Par où tu regardes, laisse tes traces oubliées. Si t'as quelque chose à faire, dis-le-moi, dis-le-moi. Il fallait, il fallait. On voulait, on veut-tu. Si t'es prêt ou si t'es perdu, mets ta main dans la mienne, avançons dans le temps. Tu veux pas disparaître, moi non plus. Faut pas perdre en mourant, le temps ça court par en avant. Il est toujours plus tard qu'on pense, il est toujours. Faut pas perdre en mourant, le temps ça court par en avant. Il est toujours plus tard qu'on pense, il est toujours.
Enough. 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 En